Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I got the bat signal from Bob less than an hour to airtime. I'm Doug McBurney, by the way, a member of Denver Bible Church. Got the bat signal from Bob less than an hour to airtime. Bob is being held at an undisclosed mountain location, but I don't want anyone to be concerned because he's with his wife, Cheryl, and apparently he likes it when she holds him. So I think everything's okay. That's an undisclosed location, by the way. All right. And I've got several items. I'm not sure what to open with. I was commiserating with my other brother, Daryl, before we went on the air, and we failed to reach a decision as to what to start with. But I'm struggling with several things. Mitt Romney cannot win the upcoming election, and I don't know if I want to illuminate you people on that. Or if I want to start with another question that I'm struggling with. Well, I'm not struggling with the Romney question. He cannot win. He's doomed to failure. If you disagree with me, well, give me a call. I'll give the number in a minute. But another big question that I'm struggling with and have been for a little while is, why do people go to hell? It's a big question. Why is it that an all-loving, all-powerful God cannot figure out another way other than hell? Why does that have to be? Do you have any ideas on that? Can you help me with that? If you can help me, give a call. I'll give the number in a minute. But let me start first. Before I came down to the studios today, I stopped at the personhood offices to turn in every single petition I had, whether it was full and had 56 signatures, whether it had 42 or 37 or 1. I turned them all in because I want to help my friends at Personhood Colorado to get a handle on exactly how many signatures do we have. I actually spoke with the petition coordinator there, and she said, you know, the biggest question I get from people is, how many signatures do we have? And she says, well, we don't have yours. We don't have the petition that you have in your possession right now, so it's kind of hard for me to know. I love you all, but I need your help, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to be offensive or pushy in any way. But please get your petitions mailed in by the 9th of July. That's the mail-in deadline. We need to get those into in-house so that the volunteers at Personhood Colorado can start scanning them and counting them. And by the way, if you haven't been able to participate all that much up until now, and folks, those of you who are not into the personhood thing, please stand by. I'm going to get back to the news. But for those of you who are interested in the most significant social movement of your lifetime, the movement to restore the God-given right to life of every human being and solve the problem that underlies every other problem in this country. If you are interested, if you are involved, please turn in your petitions, get them in the mail, get them notarized, get them in the mail by the 9th of July. And if you want to help, if you haven't been able to help, if you can't go out and stand in the hot sun and gather signatures, they need you at the personhood office to start scanning and counting signatures. Can you go do 1 hour next week? Can you do 2? Could you do 6? Could you put in a work day, 8 hours? They need your help over at the personhood office. Somebody get me the personhood phone number because I don't have it right in front of me. I should have had that ready. You can go to personhoodcolorado.com. Their phone number's right there on the website. And you can call them and volunteer to go down and help scan and count petitions. Petition signatures. I was down there this afternoon on my way to the studios, and I did see petitions there, but I can tell you I didn't see enough. So when people ask, how many signatures do we have? I would say, well, we don't have enough. And where are yours? Please help me out here. Can a brother get some help here? All right. So the petition turn in. Yes. I want to challenge you, by the way, if you have not gotten a blank petition and taken it to your church, get one and take it to your church. At the end of church this Sunday, just go to the exit and stand there with a clipboard right on the back of it. Please sign the pro-life petition. Stand at the exit of your church and see how many signatures you get. You might get 50. You might get 100. In which case, you'd need two petitions. So get a blank petition and take it to your church, please. That's my challenge to you right now. So the number to call if you want to volunteer is 303-456-2800. That's 303-456-2800. That's the Personhood Colorado office. The deadline is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, and we cannot fail. Failure is not an option. The potheads got legalizing pot on the ballot already. Are you telling me that the body of Christ can't keep up with a bunch of stoners? For crying out loud. All right. Now, so that's all my petition duty. I will get back to that at the end of the broadcast if you missed any of that. But I had a conversation with some friends, and I explained to them why Mitt Romney cannot win this upcoming election. And let me just give it to you in a nutshell. It's Mitt Romney's threefold problem. He's got three fatal flaws that mean he will never be the president of the United States, that he can't even beat Barack Obama. By the way, there's a Bible verse, I think it's in Ecclesiastes, that says a threefold cord is not quickly broken, right? So Mitt Romney's got a threefold problem. He's got three fatal flaws. First of all, he's a liberal. He's a liberal, and that turns off, let's say, 10% of conservative voters can't vote for Mitt Romney because he's a liberal. I fall into that group. And I'm being conservative in my estimate because, well, I'm a conservative and I tend to be that way. Because he's a liberal, 10% of conservatives will not vote for him, even in the face of a disastrous Obama second term. We just can't bring ourselves to do it because he's a liberal. That's the first chord. Second, he's a rich capitalist, and that turns off the so-called independents. They don't like rich capitalists. They're socialists. A lot of independents, which I call the stupid people. If you're an independent, that means you're stupid. They should replace that on the when you go to register. Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Are you unaffiliated? Or are you stupid? And all the independents could just write, yeah, I'm stupid. I really don't know what's going on. That's right. If you're an independent in the audience, I did. I called you stupid, and I hope I've offended you. Because you really need to make up your mind. Because when it comes to right and wrong and the future of the country, you can't be so independent that you're no good to anybody. You don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what to think. If you don't know who to vote for by now in this election, you're probably not qualified to vote. For crying out loud. Oh, did I not give the number? Because there might be people who are offended or maybe even disagree with me. Well, the number to call would be 800-836-9278. If you disagree, if you want to call and challenge me, if you're an independent and you want to prove that you're not stupid, please pick up the phone. Give me a call. Be happy to take it. So I've gone through two problems, right? He's got the liberal problem. That turns off the conservatives, 10%, let's say. He's a rich capitalist. That turns off the 10% of independents who are just socialists, slackers, parasites, the welfare class, all of that. I know, we assume that Barack Obama has that demographic tied up. But there are 10% of those who might have voted for Romney, but that he's a rich capitalist. They don't like him. And then there's the third problem, and that's Mitt's Mormon problem. A recent study, I just read a poll, up to 20% of Christians will not vote for Mitt Romney just because he's a Mormon. Yeah. So if Mitt Romney loses 20% of the Christian vote, 10% of the conservative vote, 10% of the independent vote, Barack Obama is the president for another 4 years. And indeed, the country as we knew it is over. Well, it's already over as we knew it. I mean, the country's not over. It will still limp along. But it's pretty much over. So that's Mitt Romney's threefold problem. I know nobody's going to call me because half the country's on vacation and the other half is not listening to the radio. But that's okay. Because I really do this as a cathartic event for myself. That's really what it's all about. Mitt Romney's threefold problem. Mitt Romney cannot win. He will not win. He'll never be the president. Barack Obama will be the president. And guess what, America? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve Barack Obama. We were having a conversation earlier in the studio about whether or not the government has the right to take away your 32-ounce Pepsi Cola. And all I would say to that is, well, if a generation ago you gave the government the authority to murder your own children, how is it that you expect now they don't have the ability and the authority to take away your 32-ounce Pepsi Cola? They do have that authority. You gave them that authority when you said they could murder your children in the Holy of Holies, in the very womb of their mother. So you deserve it, America. You're going to get what you deserve on Election Day because you deserve Mitt Romney. You all deserve Mitt Romney, and you deserve to have him lose and shatter all your dreams and hopes, and then to limp along into the 21st century a la Japan and just eventually into oblivion. That's what you deserve, America, and you're going to get what you deserve. All right, now, why do people go to hell? That's a bigger question. Because which liberal progressive becomes the next president is not all that important. I mean, if liberal progressive Mitt Romney becomes president, or liberal progressive Barry Ho becomes president, that really doesn't matter. The country's going to hell in a handbasket either way. One slides us over the rim a little faster, one a little bit slower, maybe. One tells us to our face what he is, the other lies and will stab us in the back after Election Day. Actually, he'll start stabbing conservatives in the back before Election Day. As soon as he secures the nomination, he'll start moving left, and that's when he loses the election. Thank you, Mr. Romney. Thank you. I want to thank the Republican Party for doing their part to destroy the country. Really appreciate that. All right. But the bigger question, all politics aside, why do people go to hell? Well, wait, should I go to this Anderson Cooper story? Well, let me ask the question first. Why do people go to hell? Well, I guess I should ask, will people go to hell? I think there's some people who believe there is no hell. And there's some people who believe that everybody eventually will go to heaven one way or another because God is a really nice guy, right? From what we understand, God is love. Well, why is it that the scripture indicates that people are going to go to hell? And my reading of the scripture indicates that an awful lot of people are going to go to hell. Why is that? How could an all-powerful, all-loving God not come up with something other than hell? It just seems so mean to lock people away in eternal damnation and fire and the worm doesn't turn and the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. You may ask the question, Heavenly Father, isn't there another way? Isn't there another way besides hell? Why did you have to come up with hell? It sounds kind of extreme, as a matter of fact. Why do people go to hell? Nobody cares. Nobody's going to pick up the phone and call because it's the 4th of July week and hardly anybody's listening. But those of you who are should consider yourself blessed. Oh, I should give the number again. Maybe they'll call 1-800-836-9278. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, let's go to, I've got an article here off the Daily Beast. Been reading the Daily Beast lately because they published a fairly decent profile on the leaders of Personhood USA. And then, of course, someone posted the leadership's home address and there was vandalism and violence. And now the leadership of Personhood USA, well, they're at an undisclosed location. And they're probably holding on to one another, but they're definitely at an undisclosed location. Anyway, that's why I've been reading the Daily Beast, which I think is everyone at Newsweek who used to make over $200,000 a year. Now they're at the Daily Beast and they all make like $30,000 a year. If I'm not mistaken, that's how it came about. Anderson Cooper. And this dovetails right into the why are people going to hell question. Since you people aren't able to answer it for me, I'll answer it for you. That's why I'm on the air, because I come up with answers to these questions while you sit there wondering, should I pick up the phone and call? Gosh, I might not have my arguments all together. Well, maybe I won't. Okay, well, I'm not afraid. So Anderson Cooper, big news this week. Now, the big news, Anderson Cooper came out and said that he's a homosexual. I know, shocking, right? The big news would have been if Anderson Cooper came out with a wedding announcement and he was marrying a woman. That would have been shocking big news. The fact that he comes out and acknowledges that he's a deviant and a pervert, that's really not big news, but it did make the news. Andrew Sullivan wrote this long story that I'm not going to read a single word from. Just going to read the headline. Anderson Cooper, the fact is, I'm gay. And he says it without a lisp. Have you noticed that? Anderson Cooper doesn't talk like a girly man. He talks like a shoe leather reporter. Almost tough. You know, if you couldn't see his face, you'd think that he was one of these tough old reporters with the trench coat and the hat. But Anderson Cooper comes out and he says, he acknowledges that he's a homosexual. And he's happy with it. He's comfortable with it. He wants to be honest with himself and those around him. And this, I think, is why people go to hell. This is one of the reasons. Now, I'm going to have a much more controversial reason, but I'm going to wait, okay? Because I don't want to shock you and have you turn off the radio because you think I'm a heretic. I don't want you to do that yet. I'll do that closer to the end of the show. But I think this is one of the reasons people go to hell. This is an example of why people go to hell. It's not their sin. People don't go to hell because of their sin. Because there isn't a single sin that Jesus Christ didn't take care of at Calvary. There's not a single sin. And the fact that any believer, any human being cannot overcome sin, even on a daily basis, if there's a sin you cannot overcome on a daily basis, God is not going to send you to hell over that sin. He's taken care of sin. People are going to go to hell. Well, let's not to put too fine a point on it. Anderson Cooper is going to go to hell. I shouldn't say that. He's on his way to hell. We don't know where he's going, right? But he's on his way to hell because he has chosen to identify himself as a sinner. And even identify himself with pride as a sinner. You know, the Bible teaches believers that once we repent and we acknowledge our sin to God, he no longer identifies us as sinners. We have a new identity. We're a new man. But if, like Anderson Cooper, you choose to identify yourself as your sin, with your sin, in your sin, if you choose to do that, Anderson, you're going to hell. Again, not to put too fine a point on it, but Anderson, that's where you're on your way to. And it's not because God didn't have the ability to deal with your sin, even homosexuality. Okay? Even homosexuality. God can deal with that sin. Jesus dealt with all that sin at Calvary. But if you choose not to separate yourself from it, well, there's nothing God can do. You're going to go to hell. But Doug, why can't God make everybody good? And why does God have to have a place where he locks people away for eternal torment? Isn't there another option? Couldn't God just wipe them out? All the sinners and all the wicked people, couldn't he just destroy them? And be done with it? Why does there have to be a hell? Well, I think God can't just annihilate people. I don't think he has the ability to do that. God says he created man in his image and in his likeness, and that we are eternal beings. And that is an eternal fact. We are eternal beings. And God does not have the ability to simply extinguish eternal beings. He can't do it. He's not a magician. He can't just make all the bad guys go away. So he had to come up with some other plan. And the plan is to keep them somewhere isolated away from people who choose to identify themselves with God instead of those who choose to identify themselves with their sin. God is not a magician. He cannot snuff out eternal beings. He's also not a magician in that he can eventually get everyone to agree with him. Certain people are never going to agree with God. You get one chance to agree or disagree, and it's this life. Not going to get another chance. There's not going to be a do-over for a universal reconciliation on the other side somewhere down the road when God eventually looks into hell and says, gee, I really feel sorry for all those people who hate me. It's just not going to happen. So have we covered that? Is that heretical to say that God does not have the ability to destroy people? Am I a heretic? Well, I hope I haven't slipped into any heresy. I've been reading about hell, and I've been going through the Bible and struggling with these issues. And if anyone has any better ideas, Well, feel free. All right. So nobody cares that Mitt Romney can't win, apparently. Yeah, I know. We should all just accept it. Let's see. I've got other news stories. You know, I actually covered the story of Tom Cruise and Katie, what's her name? Katie Couric, Katie Brown, Katie, his what? Katie Holmes. I'm sorry. I actually covered this story kind of tongue in cheek on my show, which is the Weekly Worldview, which you can go to at theweeklyworldview.com or just go to iTunes and search Doug McBurney. And there I am. I covered it kind of tongue in cheek, but I've got a story here that's actually quite disturbing about the whole Tomcat situation. You like how I slipped that in? A little TMZ lingo there. The Tomcat. This whole Scientology thing. I mean, we got Mitt Romney, pagan, who's about to lose an election for president of the United States. But we've got Mary. We've got Mary in Littleton. Let's go to the phones. Mary in Littleton, speak your mind.
Well, hi. I'm speaking my mind. You're talking about the gay situation, these homosexuals. And, you know, the thing is, they have a choice just like everyone else.
They
and
do.
If they choose the Lord, then they won't be doing those things. If they
Wait a minute, Mary. Mary.
Putting them in the fire to put them in the fire.
Wait a minute, Mary. I disagree. I think that someone can choose Jesus Christ, but they may not be able to overcome whether it's homosexuality or whatever other sin. They may not be able to overcome that every day on a daily basis. And
when you trust in the Lord gets you through this. I think the Lord changes people instantaneously when they really, really come to a knowledge of the Lord.
Really? Well, I disagree. I've been through about a 20-year journey walking with the Lord. And
right.
It's taken me, in some cases, decades to overcome various sins in my life. And I agree with you, Mary, that homosexuality is a particular virulent, dangerous, and deadly sin.
There's lots of other sins, but the whole thing is, you make the choice whether you want the Lord or not.
Now, there I agree, Mary.
God does not just send you to hell. God lets you make the choice whether you want to go to hell or heaven.
Amen. Boy, Mary, we couldn't be in better agreement on that point.
All right, absolutely. We got that one. Now the Romney deal.
Now the Romney. Let's get to Mitt Romney. What's the deal there, Mary?
Well, the deal is, do you want to continue with Obama's UN agenda?
No, I don't.
Well, who's going to step in? If we don't do Romney, what are we going to do with Obama? Neither one or the other, the way the situation is at the moment.
Yeah, well, I agree with you that when you look at things politically, it's either going to be Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, and I guarantee you it's going to be Barack Obama.
Because he's already.
Would you rather
have an America,
Mary,
if he continues 4 years?
Mary,
not
Mary,
America,
Mary, Mary, Mary.
World government.
Okay,
under the UN.
Hang her, put her on pause. Mary, we lost America a generation ago. Don't talk about America. America's been gone for most of my entire life. There hasn't been an America. Not as you knew it. Can I ask you, Mary? I know you're never supposed to ask a woman her age. Can I ask you, Mary, what was the first election you voted in?
And, I have to think back.
Well, I could just ask, how old are you, Mary? But I thought that might be rude.
Well, I could care less. I'm 80. That's okay.
So, Mary, the America that you're talking about, that was gone in your mid to late 40s. That disappeared. There is no more of that, Mary. That's long gone. Now we're just trying to struggle through the sunset of any semblance of freedom or liberty in this country. That's what we're trying to get through now, Mary. And frankly, I would rather deal with someone who tells me straight up that they're a stone Marxist, a baby killer, and a socialist, rather than someone who I know and has proven himself to be a liar and a con man who has stabbed conservatives in the back for his entire political career. And that is Mitt Romney. And that's why, Mary, he is doomed to fail. If you vote for him, Mary, you're wasting your vote. Don't do it.
Well,
and Mary,
I don't know about that.
Well, Mary, before you go on, I'm sorry that the situation is so bleak, but I am not going to mislead you and give you the false impression that there's a chance at victory in November, because there is not, at least not in the presidential election. There is no chance for victory. We, the body of Christ, we lose this November no matter which one of these liberal progressives wins. Either way, we lose. That's why I'm voting for Tom Hoefling.
That's the truth. We're going to lose either way.
Yeah.
Because we lost the war already for America. I know that.
It's sad.
We actually, I think when President Obama came in, we lost it because he's just carrying on what's been going on. Our liberty is gone. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I would go back to Lyndon Johnson, but someone older than me might go back even further.
Lyndon Johnson. Yeah, well, I voted before Lyndon Johnson.
Well, it might have all started after George Washington's. How many terms did George Washington serve? Two terms? I think at the end of George Washington's second term, I think we kind of been on a downhill trajectory ever since then. But, Mary, what I do appreciate is that you care enough to speak your mind and get involved and to want to know what to do. And, Mary, I'm going to vote for a guy who will also lose in November.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm voting for Tom Hoefling of the American Constitution Party, or it might just be America's party now.
Well, it's a great idea, and I agree with you, but the problem is you can't win, so you're voting for Obama in reality.
But, Mary, we've already established that we can't win. If we elect the lying, hypocritical, pagan, backstabbing Mitt Romney, we lose. If we vote for Barry Ho, we lose. So if I'm going to lose, I'd rather at least vote for someone who's a righteous man, a true believer in Jesus Christ.
That is true. It'll count for the Lord, but it don't count in America.
That's
Obama
right.
Obama is an imperialist for global interests. He's always been.
Yes.
And in a war to save America from implacable foes, Obama's global interest of imperialism dooms America's exceptionalism to the ash heap of history.
You're right about that, Mary. American exceptionalism, I'm afraid, has been in the dustbin of history for the better part of the last 100 years. It's really sad. And, you know, it surprises me that thinking people... Has Mary gone? Oh, Mary's still there? Well, Mary, come back just so I can say goodbye. We're almost out of time, and I've got to talk about the petitions.
Okay.
Are you involved in the petition drive at all, Mary?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Now, Mary, there is where we have a chance for victory in November. And, Mary, I'm not talking about winning at the ballot box. We don't necessarily have to win at the ballot box to have a victory in November. Just putting this question before all the heathens and before all the liberals who their one goal in life is to avoid uncomfortable subjects and the fact that America is currently regulating the murder of her own children. They would like to avoid that, Mary. So just putting it on the ballot is a victory. So, Mary, I've got to let you go because I've got to let the folk. God bless you, Mary, by the way. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Now, folks, the petition deadline is upon us. I'm almost out of time. I've got a challenge for you. Call Personhood Colorado. Call that 303 number that I had earlier, 303-456-2800. Write it down if you haven't already. It's 303-456-2800. Or go to personhoodcolorado.com. They'll tell you how to get a blank petition. Take it to your church and just stand outside the exit at the end of church. See how many signatures you get. I want everybody to turn in their petitions as soon as you can and get another blank one. My family, by the way, we just filled up our 20th petition. That was our goal, to fill 20, and we're not stopping. We're going to keep going because the only hope for victory, ladies and gentlemen, is to change the hearts and to turn the hearts of the mothers and the fathers back to their children. And we're not going to do it in Washington. We're not going to do it at the State House in Denver. We're going to do it one heart, one mind at a time by putting the uncomfortable questions in front of people and then showing them that God has the answer. And that's it. That's the show. Real Science Friday is tomorrow. Do right and risk the consequences.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYARD or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.